This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah expresses concern over children affected by Bhote Kosi floods, assures safe housing for flood survivors. Two people rescued alive from Trisuli, a hydropower project tunnel. Search and rescue operations underway. Government forms land identification committee for resettlement and temporary accommodation of families displaced by Bhote Kosi flood. Track opening work begins at Krishna Bhir along Prithvi Highway with a target to complete within 10 days. And U.S. envoys to visit Russia and Ukraine for peace talks this weekend. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has expressed concern over children affected by the devastating Bhote Kosi floods, saying many of them are still suffering from shock and grief. In a message issued on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami yesterday, Prime Minister Shah said some children have lost their friends while their homes, settlements and playgrounds have been destroyed by the disaster. He said the government had given priority to rescuing children along with seriously injured people, pregnant women, new mothers, persons with disabilities and senior citizens. Search and rescue operations are still continuing. Prime Minister Shah also assured flood survivors that the government is working to provide safe and comfortable housing as soon as possible. Highlighting the link between climate change and increasing disasters in the Himalayan region, he urged greater awareness among school children about climate risk and preparedness measures. He called on citizens to remain united, patient and supportive of one another while working together to build a safer and brighter future for Nepal. Two people have been rescued alive from inside the tunnel of the Trisuli A hydropower project yesterday following the devastating Bhote Kosi River flood in Raswa. The rescued individuals have been identified as Sanjay Sah and Kabir Maharjan, both employees of the Nepal Electricity Authority. Kabir Maharjan, who was rescued from the tunnel for the second time, was found to be in critical condition. He was immediately airlifted to Kathmandu and admitted to the intensive care unit ICU of Birendra Military Hospital at Chauni, where he is receiving treatment. Sanjay Sah, who was rescued earlier, is reported to be in stable condition. Meanwhile, police said the body of one person was recovered from inside the tunnel, but the identity of the deceased has yet to be found. Search and rescue operations are continuing for others believed to be trapped inside the tunnel. The rescue team includes personnel from the Nepali Army, Armed Police Force and Nepal Police, along with U.S. and Chinese tunnel rescue experts. Nepal Police has reported that a total of 1,342 bodies have so far been recovered following the devastating flood in Bhote Kosi River in Raswa. Following DNA sample collection and other necessary procedures to identify the recovered bodies, a total of 1,030 bodies have so far been managed and safely buried. They comprise 222 females, 355 males and 453 bodies whose sex has not been identified. A total of 2,160 DNA samples have been collected for identification, of which 1,260 from the deceased and 846 from their relatives. Nepal Police has also uploaded details of 1,270 unidentified bodies on its website to facilitate identification. Meanwhile, more than 13,000 people affected by the floods have so far been rescued, while search operations are continuing for 4,898 people reported missing, according to the police. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has formed a committee to identify suitable land for the safe resettlement and temporary accommodation of families affected and displaced by the Bhote Kosi flood in Raswa. The committee is coordinated by Prakash Joshi, Director General of the Department of Survey, and includes representatives from relevant federal ministries and departments, district administration, local governments, security agencies, and land administration and survey offices. Undersecretary Damodar Wagle has been appointed as the Member Secretary. Work to open an alternative track on the hill above Krishnapur along the Prithvi Highway has begun from yesterday. The 350-meter long and 7-meter wide track is being opened by cutting through a hill about 9 meters above the existing road. The work is expected to be completed within 7 to 10 days. The highway has remained disrupted since the road section caved in on August 30. Meanwhile, the government has begun the process of repairing 20 suspension bridges damaged by recent Bhattakosi and Trisuli floods. Of 64 suspension bridges between Mungling and Timmuray, 53 were damaged. Following a field assessment, authorities identified 20 bridges requiring immediate repair. A landslide has occurred in the Bhattar area of Api Himal Rural Municipality 2 in Dharchula, affecting the flow of the Chalauni River. Chief District Officer at the district, Bartharaz Powdel, said authorities are altering settlements along the river banks to remain vigilant as the river flow has been affected. CDO Powdel said police have been dispatched and there is no official information on the extent of damage in the landslide area. The District Administration Office Dharchula issued a public notice on Friday urging residents to remain alert, saying the landslide has buried part of the river and continues to occur, raising the possibility of the river being blocked. House of Representative member elected from Nuakot 1 and Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsina visited TU Teaching Hospital in Maharasganj on Friday and met people receiving treatment after being rescued from the Bhattakosi and Trisuli River floods on the 26th of August. The communication minister took details of their health condition, treatment facilities and hospital management. The hospital said 29 of the 78 people brought in after rescue are still undergoing treatment, while the rest have been discharged. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government of China has announced it will continue sharing emergency hydrological information with Nepal to support rescue and disaster relief efforts, including updates on river blockages and risk from glacial lakes. China's meteorological authorities said they have also been providing Nepal with weather monitoring, forecast early warnings and impact assessments since the landslide at the Kerung-Raswa border while coordinating with Nepal's Department of Hydrology and Meteorology to support rescue and relief operations. Meanwhile, the government of Bangladesh has provided $1 million to Nepal's Prime Minister Disaster Relief Fund to support ongoing relief, rehabilitation and humanitarian efforts following the devastating floods and landslides. Bangladesh State Minister for Foreign Affairs Humayun Kabir handed over a letter from Prime Minister Tariq Rahman to Nepali Ambassador Ghanashyam Bhandari yesterday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's peace envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are set to visit Russia and Ukraine this weekend as diplomatic efforts to end the war. According to the BBC, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he will meet the two U.S. envoys in Kyiv on Sunday following their planned talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Saturday. President Trump said the envoys are carrying a proposal aimed at ending the war. However, significant differences remain between Moscow and Kyiv over the terms of a potential peace agreement. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said there are chances for a peace deal, but maintains that Russia and Ukraine must first reach an understanding. Moscow continues to demand territorial consensus from Ukraine, while Kyiv and its European allies have rejected those demands. Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and currently controls roughly one-fifth of the Ukrainian territory. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely in some places of the Himalayan region and many places of the hilly region. Likewise, moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is expected in many parts of the Tarai in Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and in some areas of the Tarai in Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah expresses concern over children affected by Bhote Kosi floods, assures safe housing for flood survivors. Two people rescued alive from Trisuli A hydropower project tunnel, search and rescue operations underway. Government forms Land Identification Committee for Resettlement and Temporary Accommodation of Families Displaced by Bhote Kosi Flood. Track opening work begins at Krishnabhir along the Prithvi Highway with a target to complete within 10 days. And U.S. envoys to visit Russia and Ukraine for peace talks this weekend. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.